Have you ever said to yourself, I wish I had a clone of me? Or maybe you said, I wish I had more hours in my day. If so, then this episode is for you because I'm going to show you the simplest time management trick that I call the three bucket rule. And it doesn't involve having to wake up at 4 a.m., have a massive to-do list or time blocking, even though those things are helpful sometimes. This specific thing is something that I've used for a long time now. And somebody asked me the other day, how do you do so many things? Like, I run three different companies. I put out content all the time. I have a podcast, which essentially is another company in itself. And I still have so much time for myself, for fun, for my girlfriend, for traveling, for skydiving, and all the things that actually light me up. And I thought to myself, how have I been able to put myself in a position to live that sort of life? And then I thought to myself, well, I do the three bucket rule. So I want to show you my exact system that I use and that I know so many other millionaires and billionaires even use this exact system as well. But I do have to warn you, when you understand these three buckets and you start to actually deploy it into your life, you're going to have way more freedom than you know what to do with. Now, before we talk about the buckets, it's important to understand the 80-20 rule. You may or may not have heard this before, but essentially the theory goes 80% of what we do actually makes up for 20% of the results that we do. Therefore, 20% of what we do makes the 80% of the results. So what we need to start to do is focus on what is the 20% of things, the big things, the needle moves, the things that we need to do that create 80% of the results, and then identify what is the 80% of just shit that we fill our life with, 80% of things that we fill most of our time with that only produce 20% of the results, and then we deploy that 80% into the three buckets. So essentially, if you can identify the 80%, you put them into these three buckets, and they're no longer your responsibility, you've essentially got back 80% of your time. So the first thing you need to do is start making a list of all the activity, all the things that you actually do in your life. What are all the things, the bookings you do, the little tedious tasks, the bills you have to pay, the people you have to talk to? What fills your life, whether it be business or personal? Make a list of everything you possibly can and then identify what is the 20% of things that you do that actually you can say brings in the most amount of activity or result into your life and into your business. And once you've got a list of the 80%, then we start to identify which one of these three buckets those tasks fit into. So bucket number one is to delegate. This bucket I've fallen in love with, and it really came from reading a book called Who Not How by Dan Sullivan. So what we need to start to actually do in this bucket is to identify who is the person that can do the thing that we need to do. Who is the person that can do the what? So the what being the activity, the what is the thing on your 80%. Who is the person that can do what one of these tasks? So why I love the book so much is because in the book, Who Not How, Dan Sullivan is the guy that actually gave the information, but he didn't even write the book. He didn't narrate the book, nothing. And the guy that's reading the book says, he's like, if Dan was to actually sit down and write this book, then he'd be breaking his rule of who, not how, because he's not a writer. But he has all the information. So he has the information, then he found a ghostwriter. He found somebody that actually had the skills to write a great book. And he sat down and he made this person actually consume his content, watch his content, come to his events and actually understand the things that he teaches. And then this guy then went and wrote the book and then just cross-checked it with Dan. And he was like, yep, great. Let's go publish that book now. And then they went another step further. They go, well, we don't know how to publish a book. So who is the person that can do the what? And they started to find the best publisher and then they got it out to the world. Now it's sold, I think, millions of copies. But essentially he talks about literally every single area of your life, finding who is the person that can do the thing that you're trying to get rid of. And the question is, who is the person that can help you take care of some of these monotonous tasks that just take up too much time, energy, and money from you? So for example, one of the first people I've outsourced for a long time is getting my house cleaned, because I know I can get that cleaned for about $40 an hour. My time is worth about $3,000 an hour and more. So cleaning I've outsourced. My calendar management, I don't manage my own calendar. I don't manage my life even. There's only about 10 to 20% of my life that I actually manage. The rest has been completely outsourced to my executive assistant. She takes control of everything, the bookings, the calendar, the podcast bookings, where I need to be, my travel, my dinners. Everything goes through her. She manages it. I don't want to know a thing. She takes care of it. She knows how my life runs because I've trained her on it. And then she can book it all in and I just rock up to where I need to go. Cooking, I've outsourced cooking, so I don't make a meal. Sometimes I might make one or two dinners a week with my partner if we want to do that, but all of my lunches and my snacks are completely outsourced. My breakfasts are almost, because I just get monthly breakfast shakes delivered to my house, and I have a nutritional shake every single day for breakfast. So my breakfast, my snacks, and my lunches are completely outsourced, and then usually, dinner will usually share between me, my partner, or we'll go out somewhere. I've also delegated the shopping. My partner will take care of the shopping, but then she just uses online shopping and we have it automated where it sets up and it delivers every single week because most people order the exact same stuff every single week. And even this video, I completely delegate this video editing. Why? Because I suck at video editing and I have no interest to learn it. So when I want to start creating these videos and these audios and my podcast and my YouTube, I just thought about who is good at that task and I'm gonna go find a good who to take care of the things that I don't want to do. So as soon as I finish recording this, it automatically goes into a Drive folder and my team get it and they start editing it and then in a few weeks time, it comes out for all of you guys to be consuming. The entire process of my content delivery is completely delegated and outsourced. We put out about 300 to 400 pieces of content a month, completely delegated. My hands are completely off it. I do nothing other than sit down, actually talk and record it right now. So what could you be delegating in your life? What can you delegate in your business? What are you doing that you shouldn't be doing? What are you doing that you could be outsourcing for far cheaper than what your time's actually worth? Now, I know what you might be thinking. You might be thinking, but Morgan, I don't have that much money to be just spending and letting other people do things for me. But here's the question. Do rich people delegate because they're rich, or are they rich because they delegate? I started outsourcing things that I couldn't really afford to in the beginning, because if I could outsource and I could free up time, I understood what I could do with that time. I never forget the first time I started to outsource all my cooking for the week. And I used to have this girl come around to our house. She would do all my groceries, come around and do all of my meal prep for the week. And I'd pay her for about 3 hours of her time. And at first, I was kind of at a point where I was growing my business. And I was like, I don't know if I can just have this extra wage almost to pay every single week. But then the first week I did it, she came over, started cooking all my stuff. I went upstairs and I took a sales call and closed $5,000 in an hour. And that's when it hit me. That if I can outsource more of my time to these types of things, I can fill the time with things that actually create more money. And since then, I never ever questioned delegating something to somebody again if I can free up more of my time. Bucket number two is to automate. So what is it in your life that you can actually automate? Chances are you're doing so many things that you do regularly. You're paying bills regularly, rent regularly, you do shopping, you probably have monthly orders, whatever it might be, there's probably so many things. And if you've got to do it more than one time, then you've got to find a way for you to automate the process of actually doing it. So we use lots of different softwares to automate things. And again, I don't know anything about automation. So what I did was I hired a who could set up automation, and they built out processes in our company that could automate more of the process. And now when we do onboarding, we do events, we do the entire process of this podcast editing, video editing, it's completely automated. So I know in my other company, Dojo Media, which is a podcast and personal branding agency that does all of our content here, our entire process is completely automated. So when this content gets delivered to my team, it goes through a process from one person to the next, to the next, to the next, and it comes out the other end of the conveyor belt, completely automated with a finished product, because we've put systems in place to actually automate things. But what can you automate? So for example, every single month, I order the exact same supplements, exact same protein shakes, and I never freaking change them. So what I did, I've put this on an automatic billing. I don't want to have anything to do with it. It automatically bills my card every single month. It knows when I'm about to run out, and new products get delivered on my door about 1 day before I run out. I've set it up so that's what happens every single month without me even having to think about it. I also automate payments. So if there's payments I have to make regularly, like rent, like bills, these types of things, it's completely automated and set up. And in fact, every time I set up a new payment, if they send me an invoice, the first email I send back to them is send me a link on how we can set this up as a direct payment, because I don't want to have to pay another invoice again. If it's another thing that I have to do every single month, I'm going to find a way to automate it so I don't have to see it ever again. And even if there's some things that you can't automate, for example, like my meals that get delivered every single week to me, what I did when I first started getting all these meals, I said, can I just pay like 4 months up front? And I just paid for 4 months of my food up front because I hate having to pull my phone out and make payments. It's just, I just hate it. I don't like playing with tech. It's a waste of time for me. So the least amount of times that I can actually pay, the better as well. So if there's some things you can't automate, see if you can just pay it way more in advance so you can do it less of the time. Because what used to have to be 52 payments a year for me, I've now shortened down to only 3 payments a year. And before I tell you about the last bucket, make sure that you're subscribed here, wherever you're listening or watching this, because we put out so much content to help you be more productive in life, have a better mindset, and to grow the business or the life of your dream. So make sure you're doing that so you never miss another episode. And the final bucket is to eliminate. Chances are you have so many things on here that you do that are just a complete waste of your time. You do it because I'm not sure why you do it. Maybe it's an easy dopamine hit, but chances are if you were to just completely eliminate it, your life wouldn't change at all. Your goal is to go through this list and just go, what am I just doing that is just a complete waste of time that I shouldn't even outsource? It's just taking up too much time. A lot of people spend a lot of time doing things that just take up much of their time. They don't understand why they do it. They just do it because they're on autopilot, or they do things that are just way below their pay grade that they could actually put into bucket one and delegate it. And when I started looking at this, I was like, wow, what can I eliminate? I started flicking off a few things here and there. Then I got kind of stuck because, you know, I delegate lots of things. I automate lots of things. I systemize lots of things. But the final thing that I really realized was, man, I get invited to a lot of things like birthdays or weddings or dinners or come here, do this. Every single time I turn around, someone's inviting me somewhere or my partner's being invited somewhere. We have to go as a couple. And I just said, I was like, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm just not doing it anymore. Like, I love that we get invited places, but what I'm going to start to do is actually prioritize the things I say yes to and start saying no to a lot more things. So I'm going to eliminate dinners, birthdays, outings, and all these types of things. Now, before you go crazy and be like, you can't do that, here's the thing, it's my life. And I never signed a contract that said I must attend every single thing that someone invites me to. Because the more your life grows, the bigger your team gets, the more your influence gets, you're gonna get invited to a lot more things. That's just what happens. And I realized that that was the thing that was taking up a lot of time. And sometimes we would be sitting at situations really thinking like, I'd rather actually just be home right now, either resting or doing something more productive or spending quality time with my partner. But why do we say yes to this? And maybe it was an autopilot thing. Maybe because we wanted to just make the other person happy. And I don't think that's the right thing to do. I would never want anyone to come and say yes to hang out at my birthday party if they did it because they felt obligated. Screw that. I want them to come to my birthday party because they would want to be there. I never want anyone to be at anything I've invited them to because they feel like they're obligated. I would much rather them say, hey, have an amazing time, but we're going to give it a miss tonight, but I'll catch up with you another time. I would rather that authenticity from my friend than some fakeness rocking up because they felt like they were obliged. So that's me. We say no to so many things. That's one thing that I've eliminated out of my life and has freed up so much space for me. So there you have it. That's the three buckets. Take your 80-20 rule. Take the 80% of things you do that only bring in 20% of the results for you and start to pop them into one of these three buckets. Even start small if you can. One of the first things I started to delegate was things like cleaning, things like cooking, things like getting my lawn mowed, all these types of things I could just outsource for $30, $40, $50 an hour that would maybe only take 2 hours every few weeks. If I can just take that energy space out of my brain, give it to somebody else, and then also not only get the energy, but the time back, if I'm productive and I'm focusing on things that can bring in more revenue, then it is the best thing that I could have ever done. And I'm gonna say the exact same thing for you. So get out there, guys, use these three buckets, go out there, create time in front of you, and just watch how much your bank account grows, but also watch how much more freedom you have in the process. And if you got value from this, do the thing, share it with a friend, like, subscribe, do all those types of things because it really helps the channel grow and helps more people get amazing content too. And if you're brand new here, thank you for watching. Welcome to Dream Nation. And if you're coming back, I love and appreciate you guys. Go out there and dream out loud.